Confederates. I'm Mike Murillo.
Thousands of gallons of sewage pours into a Montgomery County stream after a pipe collapses. I'm Luke Lukert.
A local doctor speaks out about the stress of dealing with COVID. 7 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by American Queen Steamboat Company.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. 8 of 10 train cars derailed this weekend in Montana on an Amtrak train that was going from Chicago to Seattle. 3 people were killed. 5 people remain in hospitals. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte.
We will continue to work closely with the state, local officials on the ground, as well as Amtrak, BNSF, and NTSB. To get to the bottom of this and get the tracks open back up.
About 60 passengers spent the night at a nearby high school in Chester, Montana. Everyone has now been taken out of that area. Family, friends, and even strangers gathered at a Long Island funeral home to celebrate the life of Gabby Petito. CBS's Tom Hansen was there.
Gabby's father, Joe, spoke about his 22-year-old daughter's adventurous spirit.
She always wanted to go out and do stuff, whether it was scuba diving with her, you know, with her uncle, you know, myself, or hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Petito said he wants people to be inspired by how Gabby treated others, offering these now haunting words of advice.
If there's a relationship that you're in that might not be the best thing for you, leave it now.
The House is expected to vote on a bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill this week, and soon on a $3.5 trillion spending bill. Senator Cory Booker on NBC is defending the size of the bills.
This is about seizing what is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, like those who built the canals and the railroads, like those who built the incredible Eisenhower Highway Act. If we miss this opportunity, every dollar that we shrink it is a dollar that we're not investing in our future, and it's unfortunate.
Hospital and nursing home staff who are in New York have until tomorrow to get a first COVID-19 vaccine dose as part of a state mandate. Diana Marciano was a nurse in Buffalo.
You know, I'm scared because they're like threatening my livelihood. So that's the whole thing is scary because I'm the breadwinner for my family. I carry the health insurance. So to lose all that.
WCBS-TV's Dana Tyler says the Tony Awards get underway right now, streaming on Paramount Plus.
A Soldier's Play is among the nominees for Best Revival of a Play.
You need to learn respect, how to talk to your betters.
Along with its lead actor, Blair Underwood. Set on an army base in segregated Louisiana, Underwood played a captain investigating a sergeant's murder.
You hear the gasps some night, but more importantly, you feel it. You can feel it. Just sometimes it's just stunned silence.
Slave Play explored the relationships of 3 interracial couples and earned 12 Tony nominations, including 5 in the acting categories.
This is CBS News.
Discover the heart of America with American Queen Steamboat Company's authentic paddle wheel riverboats. They offer all-inclusive journeys on the mighty rivers of the U.S. Visit AQSC.com.
7:03, Sunday, September 26th, 2021. Star-filled skies tonight. 70 headed down to the 50s. Good evening. I'm Dick Giuliano. Top local stories we're following this hour. Police have shot a suspect, and another one is on the run after police say there was an attempted carjacking in the Temple Hills neighborhood of Prince George's County.
Police Chief Malik Aziz says the call came in at 11:12 a.m. The responding officer saw 2 people in this parking lot on the 3100 block of Branch Avenue, one matching the description the caller gave. That suspect ran, and then the officer ran after the second suspect.
Responding officer confronted the suspect. The suspect had a weapon on his person. That engagement resulted in the involved responding officer discharging his weapon, striking the suspect in the lower body.
A source tells WTOP the suspect was shot in the back of the leg. He's in a hospital recovering. Police say the suspect's handgun was found on the scene. In Temple Hill, Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
A Pentagon commission is looking for new names for military bases to replace current names honoring the Confederacy. You can offer some input.
10 Army installations and even 2 naval vessels are being considered for renaming by the Naming Commission, and this includes 4 installations in Virginia. Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Lee, and Fort Pickett are named after Confederate generals, and Fort Belvoir is also being considered for a name change because after being renamed to honor a Union Army general, it was later changed back to Belvoir, which is the name of a plantation that had slave labor. At WTOP.com, find out how you can provide possible names for the sites and the vessels. The commission will offer its recommendations to Congress on October the 1st of next year. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
If you live in Germantown, you may want to steer clear of Seneca Creek for a while.
On Friday afternoon, a collapsed pipe near Dawson Farm Road poured untreated wastewater into the stream. WSSC Water says it was over 10,000 gallons. Crews worked to access the spot where the 30-inch pipe collapsed, but told our news partners at NBC4 that the heavily wooded terrain was making it difficult. The cause of the break was not immediately known, but the terrain could be a factor. The same section of pipe collapsed last November and caused a similar overflow. WSSC says the drinking water in the area was not affected. Luke Lukert, WTOP News.
There were two sewer discharges releasing an unknown amount of sewage in residential neighborhoods of Baltimore this weekend. One occurred in the Reisterstown area northwest of downtown at the stream known as Gwynn's Falls. The other happened in the Poplar Hill neighborhood north of downtown, impacting the stream called Jones Falls. Officials urge people to avoid contact with both streams. A Maryland court has ordered a new trial for a man convicted of the 2018 killing of a teenage lacrosse player. The Baltimore Sun reports the appeals court ruled in favor of Sean Little after it came to light that the judge in the case had undisclosed communications with a juror. Little is serving a 30-year sentence in the killing of 17-year-old Ray Glasgow, a Baltimore City College high school student. During the trial, the judge communicated with a juror who wanted to leave early to catch a train. Attorneys in the case said they were not made aware of the communication. Coming up, traffic and weather, and then a look at how Washington's largest hospital is dealing with COVID's Delta variant. 7:06.
If you've tried antidepressants and talk therapy but continue to feel depressed, you should know it doesn't have to be that way. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth specializes in treating the toughest cases of depression with TMS therapy. TMS is a safe and effective FDA-cleared non-drug, non-invasive therapy. If medications and talk therapy haven't fully resolved your symptoms of depression, schedule a free consultation today with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth. Visit greenbrooktms.com. That's greenbrooktms.com. We are here to help.
If you're doing a big job or a small job, you want to hear from your contractor. You want to know every day what's going on. That is the signature exterior medic's virtue. And when you're having siding replaced or windows done or any of that, the last thing you want is a surprise. And with exterior medics, there are no surprises.
Make the house you have the home you love. See what Exterior Medics can do for you at ExteriorMedics.com or give us a call at 703-552-5898.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night. No matter how chaotic your day is, conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.